This is WLVR. It's time to Take Five with Grover Silcox. Grover is an award-winning television host, feature reporter, writer, and comedian. Each week, he'll offer his insights and observations on life. Today, putting your best foot forward.
As social distancing has brought me closer to the things and people in my household, my mind wanders to heady thoughts. For instance, they say you can tell how organized a man is by how neat he keeps his sock drawer. And why is it we reserve a drawer exclusively for socks? It's one of the great mysteries. When I was a reporter in Philadelphia, I hailed down a local politician with a reputation for being dapper. Always dressed to the nines, he seemed like the kind of guy who would iron his underwear. All I could think about was how neat he appeared, and possibly if that neatness reflected the care with which he did his job as a public servant. One day, I laid in wait and caught him unawares, leaving his home in South Philly, heading for City Hall. With my photog behind me, far behind me, I stopped him and asked about his sock drawer. "You'd be impressed by my sock drawer," he replied, as though it was the most natural question in the world. Of course, I couldn't let his claim go unchallenged. "Well, can we take a look?" "Sure," he said. "You want to see my sock drawer?" "Philadelphia wants to see your sock drawer, Frank." His name was Frank. My cameraman and I followed Frank as he did a perfect 180, unlocked his front door, and re-entered the house. Up the stairs we went, my photog rolling video all the way to his bedroom, directly to the sacred drawer. There it was. More intriguing in that moment than Al Capone's vault, we were about to behold the one-size-fits-all mother load. Would each sock be rolled into a neat little palm-sized ball, lint-free with hints of Febreze wafting in the air? With great care and deliberation, Frank gripped the little knobs on the drawer and smoothly drew them to him. And there, like 100 cloistered nuns huddled together in universal devotion, were an awesome array of breathtakingly black socks, arranged in a way that made one question the whole nature of a sock's mundane lifespan. Frank then began to explain his method for folding each sock and rolling each with the other without one overlapping till in perfect symmetry they could be brought into the shape of a sphere so perfect that John Glenn might have mistaken it for a dwarf planet. These were primo hose, to be touched only with the hands of a master into categories of new, recent, and barely worn. For Frank, a man always puts his best foot forward, and the sock on that foot must rise to the occasion, never sagging or frayed, always ready to do the job. Did Frank bring the care he showed his socks to his city service? Well, he did help usher through the city's tax abatement plan, which spurred major development along the Delaware River and Penn's Landing. Today, when I see the calamities of so long life and the havoc wrought by disorganized, chaotic thinking, I'm reminded that caring about how your socks and shoes are arranged demonstrates in a small way the kind of careful thinking and stubborn preparation needed in a big way when major disasters emerge unexpectedly. It probably doesn't matter how you arrange your socks, but how you arrange and prioritize your life does matter. Doesn't it make sense to think things through in an organized way so as to be ready for not just the unexpected, but even those things you know are coming? And that's what a peek inside another man's sock drawer taught me.
Lehigh Valley Public Media's Grover Silcox. Grover is the host of WLVT's Counterculture on PBS 39. He's an award-winning TV host, feature reporter, writer, and comedian. Find out more by visiting wlvr.org/take5. This is WLVR.